Hi there, this is a call for Miss White.
Yes,
Hi
speaking.
there, Miss White. It's Daniel calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Yeah, hi, are you okay?
Hi there, yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good, good. I was just hoping to get 5 minutes of your time just to ask you a couple of quick questions, if that's
Yeah,
okay.
that's fine.
Brilliant. Can I just take you through data protection, please? Can I have the first line of your address, please?
Yeah, it's 60 Acorn Street.
Brilliant. Your mobile number?
07-889-266014.
And your date of birth, please.
23/7/79.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Debbie. So the reason for my call was just to, again, ask you a few quick general questions to fill in some blanks on our system. So firstly, am I all right to take your parents' names, please?
Yeah, it is David White, WHYTE.
Yep.
And my mum's name, that's a flaming story and a half.
All
I'm
right.
trying to think of what a surname would have been. Her maiden name was Galloway, but on my
Galloway.
birth, yeah, but on my birth certificate, it was Moira White.
Moira White, and then the maiden name's Galloway.
Yeah, but my dad and my mum were never married. For some reason, on my birth certificate, it's just got and surname is White for some strange reason. But
Oh my.
when I was in care, she was on a, I think, third marriage by then, so she was Moira Burke.
Moira, do you mind spelling that second name for me?
Yeah, Burke.
Burke. Moira Burke. No problem. Thank you for that.
But then, halfway through me being in care, she then went on to Moira Storrett. I mean, she's been more married more times than Flaming Elizabeth Taylor, honestly. I think she's had about five or six husbands. So
Oh,
it's just
right.
thought you can get the right name.
Yeah, no, it's just if any of the care records that the institutions hold for yourself are under your mother's name, then
Yeah.
they could be under, like you say, the maiden name Galloway, maybe Burke. They could be under any of these names. So having them all there to send out to them always helps.
Yeah,
I
then
appreciate that. Thank you.
she went through like she would just go back to different maiden names or married names to ben doing benefits
Yeah.
off. She's
All
a
right.
character.
Yeah. Next one I just needed to know was your previous address prior to care.
Was that before I went into care? That would have been
Yeah.
20 Benatti Avenue.
20. Do you mind just spelling the first line of that for me?
Yeah, it's 20
BEN. Yep.
Benarty, and that
Benatti.
was Avenue Lochgelly. Do you want me to spell Lochgelly for you?
Lochgelly. Is it LOCHG? That's all I've got from there.
GELLY, yeah.
GLLY. All right. Brilliant. Thank you for that. And that was the only address you stayed in prior to care, was it?
Yeah.
No problem. Appreciate that. And just double check your general practitioner's details. Are you still with Mill Hill Medical Practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No worries. What's that? And so when you stayed at 20 Benatti Avenue, Lochgelly, do
Yeah.
you remember what council it was that ruled over that area?
It'll be Fife Council.
Fife Council. Brilliant.
Yeah. It was Cowdenbeath Social Services that dealt with me throughout me being in care.
Let me see if we've got that on file. Sorry, what was the name of that care setting?
Cowdenbeath Social Services.
Oh, we've not got that on file. Do you mind just spelling the first part of that for me?
Yeah, it's COW
COW, yep.
DEN
DEN.
BEATH,
B
Cowdenbeath.
E E.
Yeah, because I was confused when it came back. You were searching, you were asking, person Ken Ross for my records because it was actually Fife I was under.
Yeah, we've got, so for the councils we have under your record at the moment, we do have Fife Council, Perth and Kinross Council, and Perth and Kinross Council Archive. Sometimes with these councils, a lot of the times they don't hold records.
Yeah.
And other councils actually hold the records that. So I'm not sure exactly if it's Perth and Kinross that sometimes hold records for Fife or the other way around, but it can sometimes happen like that. So having them all there just to know exactly what councils and all the councils that you've stayed under really does help.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I really do appreciate you telling me that. I think that I've got everything I need for you today, from you today. All right, Debbie. Thank you very much for your time.
Fine.
I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your day. All right.
Yeah. So how long do you think it's going to take to get everything back?
So we usually give these institutes around a month. We give them 30 days to respond to our subject access request forms.
Yeah.
So we have sent out all of the relevant ones. We've had one come back. We've had Mill Hill. We've had your GP practice come back to us. We have the medical records from them. We're just waiting on ones from the council, which can take a bit of time sometimes, obviously, with there being a big backlog. So we usually like to say around 2 months.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
But obviously, it doesn't always take that long. We do try and push on them as much as we can to try and get the records complete and send back to us as soon as possible. So as soon as that's done, then we can update you. All right, Debbie.
No, that's brilliant.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I know. It'll be as long as it takes, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. Unfortunately, it is quite a lengthy process, you know, having to chase up these councils and things.
Yeah. When I was started, I was told it would take about 8 to 12 months, but then I'm looking online and some people are waiting 3 years. Do you think it's going to take that long?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's going to be that long, no. I wouldn't say. Obviously, it all just depends on how quickly the councils come back to us. As soon as we get the information from yourselves, we put it on your record and we get the subject access request form sent out on the day that we have that information. So that's just that just gives... puts the ball in the court of the council completely, and like I say, they have 30 days to respond, and with consideration of extensions are usually only 14 days, so I'm not sure why it would ever take up to 3 years. I very much doubt it's going to take that long with your case. Like I said, we've already had your GP records
on Facebook that people were saying, like, the redress scheme things, because they were going on off, you know, it took me 3 years, and I was thinking, bloody hell, that's a long while.
Oh gosh, yeah, it might have been the case that they have sought legal advice independently from Scottish Redress. Obviously, they've not come to a solicitors like ourselves to do all the chasing for them. Might have been that case, but other than that, I couldn't tell you what have been the case there where it's taken 3 years.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's fine.
We'll update you as soon as we possibly can. With once we've got these records back from the institutions, then we can get you booked in for a witness statement. All right, Debbie.
Yeah, no worries, Brett. I'll let you go. Sweet. Thanks very much for
No problem. Yeah, no problem. Debbie, thank you for your time. See you now.